Forgiveness, how can we forgive? We have to see the creation of God more and more. Our eyes have to be open to see God's creation more and more. God's creation is present. It's a reality that is present. Jesus Christ says that reality is within you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But of course, the problem is that man has become so distracted by his own world. Praise God, we've been distracted with our own things. Things that have got to do with our own personal human life. Personalized lives, we can say that. The mind has now been made to, you know, focus on your immediate environment, your family, your home, your body. Isn't it? What you will eat, what you will be clothed with. And all you just see is a life that is centered around your own human self. So people are not actually aware of God's world, God's creation. God's creation never left, it's always present. But thank God today we have the light of the world. You remember the experience of Jonah? Jonah was cast into the deep. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when he was in the deep, in the belly of the whale, he speaks about absolute darkness. Absolute darkness. Darkness, you cannot even see yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Absolute darkness. And in his tribulation, now, that darkness is what led to the tribulation. In his tribulation, the Bible says he remembered God. He remembered God. Now, when you say you remember God, how do you remember God? You need a divine inspired revelation to remember God. It will do you no good to hold on to your personalized life and still think of God somewhere in the galaxy. When you speak of God, you speak about the system of God. You speak about God's world, God's creation. You speak about God's realm. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God is a system. Everything in it is God. He remembered God. And he now prayed towards God. He longed once more to be part of God's system. He prayed towards the holy mount, holy hills of God, towards the holy temple of God. And when he was coming out, what did he say? Those that observe lying vanities, do what? They reject their mercy. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you can see while you are in the dark, everything that you see is what? Lying vanities. Lies. The person that you are not forgiving does not exist. And you don't exist to be forgiven. It's all illusion in our minds. Because when you are in the light, there's no other person but God. Have you understood the mystery of oneness? Is what Christ brought to the world. He says, hear, hear, you that are dull of hearing. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. And that one, you will cleave to that one. Because he's the one in the midst of you all. You cannot get this revelation except the light shines on you.
Amen.
So you know what? You know the mad man of gatherings. The Bible speaks about a madman that was naked among the tombs, cutting himself day and night and shouting and howling. And you know, people are trying to fix that man up. Doctors, psychiatrists, they tried to chain that man, they tried to keep that man away, but the man was so violent, so strong, that he kept on breaking the chains, and he kept on being a nuisance to the environment he was in. Praise God. He was cutting himself, bruising himself. Do you know that is the world today? When you punch your finger to your brother, when you hurt your brother, you are what? Bruising yourself. Because there's only one self. Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others as you want them to do unto
you.
Why? Because that one is you. When you do it to that person, you are doing it back to yourself. Have you wondered why you are not comfortable when you do bad, when you say things against your brothers? Are you wondering why you don't sleep well, why you roll on your bed? Because you are stoning yourself. You say you are stoning somebody, the stone is coming back to yourself. There is a saying in Africa that when you point one finger, all the other four fingers are pointing back at you. Amen.
Amen.
Another saying says that when you bend down to look at the panties of a person, there's another person also bending, looking at your own. It's a chain. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So it flows. You see, as you give, it comes back to you, pressed down, shaking, and what? Abundantly.
Amen.
Nobody's punishing you, eh? Nobody's cursing you. There's a spiritual law that is God's. And when you walk outside of that law, things don't work out. Praise God. So he says, I have come as the light of the world to give you light. Praise light. And when you see, when you have light, then you can now see the creation the way it is. Jesus Christ made a statement. He says, go and tell John of the things that you have seen and heard, how that the blind are seeing now. He started off with what? With the blind. How the blind are seeing. How the lame are walking. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
How the lepers are being cleansed. How the deaf are beginning to hear. How the dead are beginning to raise up. You see it? And to the poor, the gospel is preached. Oh, hallelujah. And blessed is he whosoever is not offended in me. Now, Jesus Christ linked the gospel, first of all, to the opening of the eyes of the blind person. We've established several times that this is spiritual blindness. Spiritual blindness. And when you have spiritual blindness, you're not even aware of anything that is real. You're only working in relation to imaginations, idols, things that don't exist. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That brother that you are offended with, or you hate, or you despise, he doesn't even exist as that brother. If you go higher into the spirit. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All the glory can only go to God. No man can get any glory.
No.
Do you know that?
No.
It might look sweet for a moment. It might look nice for a moment. But you ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is listening to the gospel and the ability to let the gospel open our eyes that brings your healing. No magician can heal you. You know, you have these things they call pastors all over the place now, prophets and all these things. You know that? This is everywhere. Prophets, you know, pastors, and the only thing that can heal you is the gospel. When you go to those people for help, what they will do is to cause you to come back again a second day. Write it down today. The searching will never end. Mark it down today. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Magicians have filled the land today, and all of them are wearing white garments and cloaks, and they are pastors and preachers of the word. Of course, when Moses performed this miracle, the magicians of Egypt also performed their own miracles. But you know the difference? The magicians of Egypt do not have a revelation of God's kingdom. All they will do is to tie you to the elements of this beggarly, the beggarly elements of this world. All they will do is to tell you about a husband, about how you get money, how you get a future here on the earth. All that, all they don't have a vision of Mount Zion. While Moses was liberating them, he was liberating them to go to Mount Zion, but the magicians will not take you there. They will chain you in greater chains and in bondage to material things of this world.
Amen. Yes.
Beware. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Beware. The only way to your wholesome healing is to receive the gospel and let your eyes be open to recognize God's kingdom and participate in God's kingdom. When you participate in God's kingdom, everything that God has is
yours.
That is what the Bible calls the common wealth. Common
wealth
of the members of God's kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Imperishable. Hallelujah. And we have guarantee that anything we need in this life will follow you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Can we just stand by faith and call Father and believe Father God and not trust men anymore? Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's very important. Can we really stand and believe God? Do you know that all you need to do is to hear that this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased? That is all you need to hear from God to function in this life. That is like a stimulus. Like, how do I put it? It gives you a battery that pushes you forward to succeed in anything that you want to do in this life. The Father has not left me. The Father is always with me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Seek this love of God. Seek this presence. Seek this oneness. And the other things will follow. No man can help you. Write that word today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we're going to look today at the healing of the blind man. I'm going to look at two versions from John and the book of Mark. Are we there? John chapter 9. I'm going to start from verse 1. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
John chapter 9, I'm going to start from verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh where no man can work. As long as I am in this world, I am the light of the
world.
Oh, hallelujah. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which by interpretation means sent. He went his way therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Amen.
Amen.
Now, first of all, I want us to understand that this man was blind from his birth. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He had not done anything particular that will render him blind. He was blind from his birth. Obviously, this is a parable of every man that has tasted of the life in Adam. I tell you the truth. There is nothing that we do in this world that has eternal value. There's nothing that you see in this world that is real. It's all imagination. Amen?
Amen.
It's the truth, eh? Praise God. Everything you just see is just, how do I put it? They are parables being presented to us. They are shadows. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when you see a shadow is not the real object. Everything you see in this world is what is a mere shadow. And people live in relation to shadows. This is what Jesus called the realm of outer darkness. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But there's no need to be angry. Because Jesus Christ says here that the glory of God may be revealed through you. And Jesus spat on the ground and anointed this man's eyes with spit, which is mud. He made some kind of little mud, anointed the eyes, and he told him to go and wash his face at the pool of Siloam, and he came back seeing. Hallelujah. Now this one account, let's go to the next account in Mark. Are we there? Mark chapter 8. So we can merge these two accounts together and let's see what comes out of it. Are we there? Mark chapter 8, verse 22. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. And he went away to his house saying, he sent him away to his house saying, neither go into the town nor tell it to any in there. Now, why would God hide this thing from people? He said, don't tell any man. Why? Because they won't listen to you. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
They will not
listen.
There are some places God will tell you, don't go there. Don't preach there. There are some places you will see the way they are, don't preach there. You know why? They will cast your pearls to the ground, trample on it, and turn around and tear you to pieces. When you carry this gospel, you have to preach it with wisdom. I've learned a lot. You know, certain things you learn with experience. You have to be tactical because some people will rock your boat. You have to be wise as you preach this gospel. Gospel is not any type of gospel, eh? Dodo gospel, eh? Repent and you go to hell and heaven. Repent, Jesus is coming. That's dodo gospel. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you want to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus, preach the mystery of oneness with man and God, you're going to make enemies. Mark my word. Jesus Christ says, what is it? Jesus adverted, mark it. Praise God. You'll become a source of ridicule. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus held this man that was blind and led him out of the town. Because in the town, he talks of in the systems of men. Among men, you can't hear the voice of God. Praise God. The word of God is not heard among men. That same invisible hand of God drew Moses out of Egypt to the wilderness for 40 years before Moses could hear the voice of God. That same invisible hand drew Elisha out of the town into a solitary place before he could see the chariot of Israel. That same invisible hand took John, the apostle, to the island of Patmos, where he was all alone, separate from men. That same invisible hand was what drove Jesus and the three disciples up to the high mountain. The Bible says, on a mountain that was in this part, a mountain that was separated, far away, isolated from the other mountains. If you want to find God, we must learn to be solitary. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit of God will lead you into the silence, into the quiet. When we come out here like this together, we have to be orderly in silence to listen to what God is saying. Amen.
Amen.
Listen to what the Spirit is in silence. That is how you can get your eyesight. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
That's why Jesus Christ says, the Bible says, come out of her, my people. Come out of Babylon. Come out of the systems of men. Don't think that church is church. It's not where you hear church that is called church. Eh? Those are the systems of men. They are the same system that crucified Jesus, and they are crucifying him to this very day. Anybody that rejects this message crucifies the Lord. He says, if you reject my messenger, if you reject my message, you reject him that has sent me. People don't know what the consequence. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
People don't know the consequence of what they do when you turn your back on grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus anointed the eyes of this man again. You see, you know, that's one thing you have to be careful with, accounts of men. You know, we can all be here looking at something together, and when I give a testimony or an account of what I'm seeing, it's different from what you write. You know that? Praise God.
Amen.
Somebody did a test once, and he wrote something on a paper, and he passed the paper around to many people in an audience, and you know, he collected the paper back. Now he now asks everybody to tell them what they read. If you see the versions that came out, if you see the versions of what people were saying they read, you will not believe your ears. Everything distorted different. We are seeing two different versions of the same thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He anointed the eye. Now, that speech that comes out of Jesus is actually a symbol of that deeper thing from God. You know, the speech comes from within, isn't it? It's a kind of, you can put it almost likening it to the breath of God. Something from within the Lord that comes to give you eyesight. Praise God. It can be nothing more than the anointing of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God teaches you the deep things of God, from the depths of God. It teaches you the deep things of God so that you can now see and walk as God in this world. Now listen to me. Walking as God, because in reality you are creatures of God. You are creatures of Himself. You are creatures of Himself. I've always told you, no matter how low you look of yourself, you are the same one creature with God. You are branches of the vine. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You are members of the body of God. Hallelujah. You are one with the Lord. This is what the message is trying to read. But you can't see this thing except the eyes are open. When the eyes are open, now you begin to recognize the creation of God. But we need to be in still environment, brethren. How many of us have time to meditate? Last week we talked about our conversations. When we're hanging out in the hood with friends, what do we talk about? You see, the more carnal you, the more you speak of carnal things, the more carnal you become. Change your conversation to what? Spiritual, tune to a higher frequency. You see how you tune your table, your radio? Tune it to a higher frequency and speak things of the spirit with one another. Not that what did that boy do to me, or what that sister did to me, or what that brother did to me. It's not every time money. Amen.
Amen.
If you keep saying money, you will never see money. But if you accept that you are already richly blessed with all things, then good will come to you. Because in reality, he has blessed you richly with all things. But how can you know these things except your eyes are opened to see the truth? Hallelujah. When the eyes are opened, you don't have to. You see, let me tell you the truth. I think I've discovered that some of the problems people have with each other is because of the way they think of themselves. They think of themselves as lowly, as nobody. So they always have this complex, inferiority complex. And every little thing, they feel that somebody is doing something to them. Let me tell you something. If your eyes are opened, you will know that how glorious you are. Amen?
Amen.
And you don't need to prove it to any man. If you are going around trying to prove to men that you are something, that means you have not understood anything. God does not have to prove to you that he's God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So the opening of the eyes, first of all, notice that in the second account in Mark, when the eyes were opened, he noticed men were like trees. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is great.
Hallelujah.
Then the second time, he now saw that they were men. You see, when the eyes are opened, what you begin to see is the realm of God. You begin to see God's kingdom. You begin to see the Garden of Eden. You begin to see the plantings of the Lord, the trees of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the first thing you see. Do you know that you are trees? Somebody say, I'm not a tree, oh, God forbid. What you say, you're not chukuchuku tree. You're not a thorn tree. You are trees, spiritually speaking. You are all trees in where? In the garden of God. That is where God sees you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the eyes are open, first of all, you recognize the brethren. Look, in this whole creation, there's nothing but the brethren, eh? Amen?
Amen.
Do you know that? In the whole creation, all that there is just you and I in God. Every other thing you are seeing is just for the moment. You open your eyes one day, they're not there anymore. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Then you begin to recognize the brethren, the brotherhood. Hallelujah. John says that if any man say, I love God, amen, and hated his brother, he is what? A liar. That means you don't love God. Amen. And he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God that he has not seen? Is it possible? Now listen to me. Your brother is actually a branch of God. It's a manifestation of God. It's an offshoot of God. So if you see your brother and you hate your brother, which God are you loving? That means you are not yet seen, you've not yet understood the mystery of the brotherhood, of oneness. Hallelujah. Amen. Another account, it says that this commandment have we from him, that we who loveth God love also his brother. Your brother is not the one that agrees with you all the time. Your brother is not the one that, you know, you are born in the same house, maternal, in the natural, your natural families. That's not your true eternal brother, eh? You know that?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
If you begin to leave all these concepts in your mind, some of you will get less hot. Amen?
Amen.
Because of these are the people that are giving some of you problems. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another account says, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light. And there is no occasion of stumbling. Now, to abide in the light means that you see. You have gained your eye. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is no occasion for him to stumble. You know what you stumble? You know what it means? When you stumble into the grave, eh? I've heard of a burial before where they were going to bury somebody, and the poor bearers, all of them that were putting the person inside, all of them fell inside the grave together. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you fall, this spiritual fall is talking about a fall into death. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He that hated his brother is in darkness and walking in darkness and knowing not where he goeth, because the darkness has what? Blinded his. You see, first of all, it starts off with brother. He didn't start off with riches. He didn't start off with any other. He starts first of all with bro.
Yeah.
Brother. God, love brother. That is what he came to reveal. Eh? It's not a gospel where you always talk about money, about promotion, about success, about how somebody took my business from me. It's higher than that. When you walk in God, those things will be fixed one by one. Seeking first the kingdom of God. How often do we try to go the other way around and it will never work? Hallelujah. We are admonished to listen so that our stay in the wilderness will not be very long. You don't want to come to a place where you are in your 60s, 70s, and you now begin to hear. Call upon the Lord while he may be found. When you have energy to serve God, when you have energy to do something, serve God. Let's do things with a willing heart. Hallelujah. Not as if somebody is dragging you to service or something. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do things with a willing heart. Participate and be part of it. We're participating in the cause of God because we love the brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let the eyes be open, brethren. This is the easiest way to forgiveness. Because when the eyes are open, you begin to see a system that is already in place. All these factors we have in the midst of the earth today is because people are in darkness. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And one thing we know is that truth can never be changed. When we walk against the truth, we fall into diverse hurts and pains. But when we align ourselves with the truth, praise God, then we begin to experience the joy of our salvation.
Amen.
Our sister spoke about going to New York without a dime in the pocket. Feeling so happy, coming back looking so beautiful. Amen.
Amen.
She smiles. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
When you see those kind of things, it shows you that you can do something, live above this material age. Paul says, I have learned to abound and to abase myself. Do you know that time when I didn't have money in my pocket? Eh? Praise God, and I don't know who to ask because everybody thinks I have it all. At times we're in a tough spot, eh? Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. At times I don't have money, I don't know where the next one is coming from. Hallelujah. Those things happen. There are times to what? To abound, and there are times to abase. But in all, you are happy in Him, rejoicing always. Sally, rejoicing always in the Lord. Hallelujah. Giving thanksgiving always to the Lord. Hallelujah. Knowing in your heart, hallelujah, that all that the Father has is mine. God has richly blessed you with every spiritual blessing. Every spiritual blessing. Every anointing. The anointing without limits. It's all yours.
Amen.
So you should be happy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Embrace the light. Embrace oneness. Hallelujah. Embrace love. Praise God. Embrace orderliness, humility. See, all these things, when there's orderliness, you see that things work out fine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at the locust. The proverb speaks about the locust. He says they don't have a leader, yet they go, everybody, all of them according to their ranks. They don't break ranks. When locusts fly together, they move in harmony. They don't clash. They all have a divine flow. Praise God.
Amen.
The proverb said, learn from that. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There are many things that we ought to, you know, to do as brethren. And you see, the blessings will begin to flow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Recognize the oneness. Recognize the brotherhood. There's one spirit in the midst of you all. How can you know this except by the lens of the spirit? Except your eyes are open. He's the one in the midst of you. He's the one in the midst of our sister out there. He's the one in the midst of our brother Hope. And he's the one in the midst of Sister Tony. Of Papa, he's the one in the midst of Dora, he's the one in the midst of Bob, he's the one in the midst of everybody out there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when somebody stumbles, comes across your path, see God in the person.
Yes.
See God. If you see God, that is why Jesus Christ could say that man was without sin. Because Jesus was seeing beyond the human, he was seeing the Father in him. And when you see the Father in people, you will bring healing to people.
Yes.
But if you keep on condemning like a man, you will be consumed, the person will be consumed. You know that? Praise God.
Amen.
So we just thank God for the word that has come today to our heart. And as we stand up with a grateful heart, the eyes have been restored,
yeah,
and the people are beginning to see God in His entirety.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Forgive the human ignorance. Forgive human ignorance. And see God seated in His temple.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The Bible says Jesus lifted up the head of the man to look up. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Look up and see the vision of the Father in the midst of you all. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, because power, the glory, the anointing, hallelujah, everything belongs to you. And thank you, because in you we become partakers of this glory. Thank you, God. How lovely it is when brethren dwell together in unity. It is then the anointing flows to down to the garments. Oh, hallelujah. The anointing of life. The anointing of joy.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. The anointing of all power. Where you can call things to be things that are not as though they are. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.